Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Tyson and Emmy with your 8am Zlines. In local news, under new laws proposed by the Palaszczuk government, Queensland's Valuer General will be given greater powers to cancel land valuations following natural disasters. Land valuations are used by the state government to inform land tax bills, and councils use them to calculate rates for residents. This is among other proposed changes to the Land Valuation Act that will be debated before Parliament.
The Sunshine Coast Council has overwhelmingly endorsed a ban on docks from one of the region's most popular beaches at Point Hartwright. Councillors in favour of the new ban have cited environmental concerns, especially for migratory shorebirds, as reason for the changes. Dock owners, however, said that for those with mobility issues, it is the only accessible off-leash beach area.
In national news, community groups push back proposals for offshore wind turbines as it may endanger blue whales along the coast of Victoria and South Australia. Renewables Portland representative Ashley Ludman says the community group was not opposed to building wind farms, but there are better places for development than the proposed zone. Researcher and Blue Whale study director Pete Gill mentions that the proposal held many unknowns and was quoted as saying, "The worst I can imagine is that blue whales and their krill will be displaced from areas they have fed for many thousands of years."
An application has been made to list gender-affirming surgeries as specific Medicare items to help address high costs and low availability. Transgender Australians are waiting around 2 years for surgery or seeking options overseas. AusPath director Sedwick says, quote, "Surgery in Thailand was a lot more affordable than what it was in Australia."
In international news, thousands of baby emperor penguins drowned as sea ice broke up early last year in Antarctica. British Antarctic Survey's Pete Fretwell says that the declining sea ice around the continent, there is a chance to have regional breeding failure and nearly all emperor penguins could be dead by 2100. Justin Shaw, an ecologist from the Queensland University of Technology, who works on Antarctic conservation, mentions, quote, "If we are losing sea ice, it's not just affecting the penguins, it's affecting all the animals that live and survive in the Southern Ocean."
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 15 degrees in Brisbane and with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 8am. We will be back for 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au to read more.